Welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. We learned this morning that a lot of us have names saved in our phone that are just nicknames for who we have these people logged in as our brain.
Jesse hit my car.
Oops. Yep. And that's what happens every time you call him. And for today's Thursday freestyle, we turned our eyes toward Ryan Gosling because he's hosting Saturday Night Live this weekend.
Yes. And so we found out we got to sing Gosling.
That's exactly right. That and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
You've gone in to see a specialist because you've got something. Now, maybe you got something brewing down south. That's got to be nerve-wracking.
Oh, yeah.
You know? Oh, my gosh. You're over there at like the University of Illinois Medical Center. Was that McKinley? What's that called? Remember that? Remember what it was called? Something like that.
Wow, the free health center that you go to?
Yeah. Yeah, like,
it's something like McKinley, but yeah, it's been a long time.
Shout out to Olin at Michigan State.
Watch out. There you go.
All of us went there. Yeah.
We used to go to the Bone Center at the Illinois State. Well, you may just have a couple of cold sores. It's a bummer when you get the cold sore. It's a bummer. But if you're getting them, it's... Actually, technically, scientifically speaking, that is herpes simplex 1. That's the first one. Mm-hmm. But calling it oral herpes just feels really harsh. I understand that scientifically speaking, it is what it is. Just because of the history that just genital herpes has, it's harsh to throw that on there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So we thought, let's rename it. What should we rename oral herpes? 708, let's rename oral herpes Timmy. I've got Timmy.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Got some Timmy on your face.
Don't say that.
I don't know about that. I don't know that
How about this one? Let's try this one. Oh, I'm so sorry to tell you. We've checked with the doctor, and you do have tiny ticklers. 708.
That's weird.
That sounds like a tingly, tickly feeling when it starts popping up.
Okay.
847, hey, nothing to be worried about. We're going to give you this cream, and that's going to take care of your sex polka dots.
Okay.
Not sure. Okay. That's okay. That's fine. 267. I don't even know where that is.
Hmm.
Good for you. Pennsylvania.
Wow.
In the house. Send them your eclipse glasses. 267 says, hey, we just want to let you know everything's going to be fine, but you do have tiny bumpies.
Tiny bumpies.
Tiny bumpies. Bumpies.
Sounds like it could be a song.
Yeah,
I like
it does.
630, very similar. Love bumps.
Okay.
708, hey, on your way out, make sure you get your prescription for lip fever.
Mm-hmm.
Lip fever's nice.
Mm-hmm.
630, kind of on the nose, but I like it. Well, generally, they're on your lips, though.
Ew.
Oh, you know what? You have the murpees.
Oh.
Mouth herpes, murpees.
Yeah, murpees.
Murpees is kind of fun. It's kind of fun. What's the deal with cold sores? Nothing about them's cold. That's just 773 is texting a Seinfeld joke.
Yes.
We have an 847 confirming it's McKinley.
Yeah, that's
right. The med center. I don't know why that came to my mind.
Okay, you're right.
Hey, I'm so sorry. 312. All good. Nothing to be too concerned about, but you do have love ickies.
Love ickies.
Or licky ickies.
Mm-hmm.
I got the licky ickies. It'd be very difficult if Nikki had the licky ickies. Lip gibbets. And I know that it's an inside option. Still feels very strong.
I like it a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, 708. Hey, we checked with the doctor, and you do have lip flowers.
Oh,
okay. Or flower buds.
Mm.
What are those? These are my flower buds.
Yeah.
Because they're growing.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
And they're showing. Mm-hmm. Lip funk came in. Mouth mountains. Stress lesion. And a few that I just can't say those words on the internet. Or online. On the air. Or wherever we are.
Good.
I shouldn't say those
just
words
Just don't say
at
them
all.
Anywhere.
I'm not going to. Thank you all for taking this journey with us this morning. We hope you've enjoyed your stay here at the Morning Mix Medical Center. And now we can move on knowing that you are welcome to take any that you liked and run with.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Made some cookies the other day, and then oh my God, where's my ring? That's exactly what happened to a bakery owner in Kansas. Her name is Dawn Monroe. She was making cookies and then recognized, I don't know where my ring went. It's her $4,000 diamond ring. And now she's offering free cookies to any customers that find the ring. Just imagine you're biting into a nice soft cookie and then just like that loud crunch. Oh, my tooth. What is this? That's a weird chocolate chip. So what's happening over there? Hi, Andrew. Good morning.
Good morning.
Andrew, you were cooking something and you lost it in the food. What happened?
So during Christmas, my mom used to make tamales. So I remember washing my hands and everything, and I had to move the dough, you know, to prepare it so we could start making the tamales. Well, for some odd reason, when we got to dinner, and I'm like, oh, I'm going to wash my hands, try to find where's my ring? Well, I don't remember taking off my ring. It's been 3 years now. We haven't even found it, so.
So you don't even know if it was in the tamales or if someone in your family just ate your ring and it's just in their gut. Is it possible?
It's possible that they ate it. I mean, they're a foodie and they don't chew anyway.
They just swallowed the whole thing.
Well, we make about 250 tamales of different kinds for the family. So,
is there any chance we could get in on this year? This sounds awesome.
Yeah, we just need like 4 or 5 of them.
Sure.
Okay, that'd be great. Good. I promise you, if I find your ring, I'll give it back. I won't keep it. All right, so Andrew and the family are making tamales, and he can't find his ring. Hey, Jesse, good morning.
Good morning.
Jesse, a nice little bowl of Dippin' Dots, huh?
Yeah, so we used to go to Wisconsin Dells every summer as a family trip. And I had my labret piercing, which is the piercing right below my lip. And we're eating Dippin' Dots, and it had fallen in, and my sister Ansa had some. So she took a bite of the Dippin' Dots, and she bit onto my labret piercing.
Ew.
Did she just hand it back to you? Yeah. Like, I think this is yours.
Yeah, kind of. And she, what was that? And she kind of like spit it out, and I'm like, oh, that was my labret piercing.
Yeah, what are you doing? Give it back. You jerk. I'm so glad it was your sister and not like, you know, because brothers and sisters. It's like, I got you. All right, see you later.
Yeah, I mean, I was always a, you know, pain in the butt little brother. That's really, you know, took the cake.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
You look through your contact list, you may have names saved in your phone that would be embarrassing for those individuals to know. Since we brought this topic up, my sister-in-law Susan has texted me like 10 times. For example, in my phone, I have so many, like blank babysitting, family, you'd be, you know, Nikki babysitting, or Zach drunk.
Oh,
great.
Wow.
Also, someone named Donald Duck and Peter Lime Green Chair. Okay.
Huh.
Oh, my God.
So, Susan, I reach out to Peter Lime Green Chair and just find out.
I want to know who Donald Duck is.
Who's Donald Duck? Like, what is that about? We did get a lot of texts. My favorite so far is the 608. My husband is saved in my phone as a-hole. Been that way for 2 years.
Wow.
So every time you get a loving, hey, hon, love you so much from a-hole. That's nice. Hi, Bob. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Bob, what name do you have saved in your phone?
I have a McLovin in my phone. It's a good friend of mine. Sounds just like the kid McLovin from Superman.
Wow.
There you go. Bob has McLovin in his phone. Hey, he sounds like him, so that's what I named him. Hi, Kim. Good morning.
Hello.
What names do you have in your phone, Kim?
I have three. One is Blocked Smelly Guy.
Blocked Smelly Guy. Does he ever call?
No, because he's blocked.
Yeah. Okay, good. Yeah, sorry.
Literally blocked. Yeah. The other one is Skip to My Lou. She wears a little flowy skirt, so we always say she skips My Lou. And then the other is Pink Panther, because he looks like Inspector Clouseau. So we call him Pink Panther.
Oh, my gosh.
Now, Wendy, or I'm sorry, Kim, you know their real names.
I do.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do they know that is how they are saved in your phone?
No, especially the current coworker doesn't know.
Okay. Watch out, Skip to My Lou. She's out there in a flowy dress.
Black smelly guy.
Yeah, watch out. Oh, sorry. Hang on. Hi, Wendy. Good morning.
Good morning.
Wendy, what is saved in your phone?
So it's saved in my phone as Wheat or Liver. But what happened was, when I got a new phone, my older kids were putting in my contacts, and they were putting in my youngest child, and they were being funny and said, wiener lover, and the phone saved it as wheat or liver. So it's still wheat or liver.
How old is your youngest now?
Now he's 21.
Okay, so wiener lover, whenever he calls you, it shows up as wheat or liver.
Yeah, and I have an Australian accent on my phone, so whenever he calls, it's wheat or liver.
Okay.
I like that we're just leaving it.
No,
like,
it's, yeah, not, it is what it is. He's 21 now. It's been this way for a decade. He is wiener lover, wiener liver. I'm never going to. Do you ever write that on like gift tags for him at Christmas?
No, but I will now.
Yeah, something to think about.
Yeah.
Okay, Wendy, yeah. Stay right there. Hang on a second. And finally, we're going to go down here to Jennifer. Hi, Jennifer. Good morning.
Hi, good morning. My husband's name is just Nick, but my kids, we share contacts or something, and one day I went to type in his name, and this was probably 5-6 years ago. His name is King of the Girls. We have 3 teenage girls and myself, and that is what he is now.
So one of the girls changed his name to Nick, yes. King of the Girls?
Just King of the Girls, yes. Yep.
I love how much you love it. Yeah. Oh, that's so cute.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
That's what it might feel like on one of those roller coasters when it breaks down. And can you imagine being stuck upside down?
Oof. No.
Or being at the carnival 4th of July weekend and you're on the ride with your kids and you're stuck up there for 3.5 hours? Oh, my goodness. You got stuck on the ride. Hi, Carrie. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
You were in Disney World. Do I have that right?
Correct. It was at Disney World.
Okay, and you guys were on the ride, and things were going fine until when?
So we were on It's a Small World, and the ride gets stuck. My niece was 18 months old at the time, and the ride was not moving, and the song kept playing and playing and playing, and finally after 40 minutes, they came, and we had to get off the boats and step onto the side rail and walk out, but to this day, when I hear the song, It's a Small World, I literally get the cold sweats. Like, I never want to go on that ride again, and that was like 15 years ago.
I hate to say it, but Carrie, here come the cold sweats, because this is it. Now, did someone come out in, like, waders or anything to come to get you guys? Because there's water, obviously. It's not very deep, and, you know, the workers, did they walk out to you guys to see if everybody was all right?
Yeah, so there's like a side platform, a walkway that goes all the way around the ride, and they came there and they had to like get us out of the boats and walk us like on the walkway, like out of the way. But it's a small world, not for me.
And how long did you say it was?
Like 40, 45 minutes.
That's crazy. So there was a viral video that went around recently where a woman, did you see it?
Yes.
She got out on her own.
She was like, we're done. Happened. And started getting her kids and was going to just walk out. And they were like, you can't do that. Stop.
Yeah.
Because you can get electrocuted. Like, it's a real thing. They were worried. But she was like, we're not doing this. And she's grabbing her kids and trying to get off the ride.
Wow.
Crazy. Hi, Tammy. Good morning. How are you today?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
We're doing really well. The parachute ride. What's this ride?
So you get in like a bucket seat and there's a parachute attached to the top and then there's ropes that bring you all the way to the top. It's just like a tall tower. So you go all the way to the top and then they drop you down really fast.
Ooh.
Well, as long as it takes for the parachute to land.
And what happened on the ride?
So we were there for an 8th grade trip and my friend and I thought it would be fun to see how long it would take pennies to fall to the ground. And so the people working the ride must have known what we were doing, and they figured they'd teach us a lesson, so they left us up there and brought everybody else down but us.
That's
and
hilarious.
So we were up there for like 8 minutes. We thought the ride was broken. We lost all our friends while we were there for the trip.
Yeah, so and ran out all your money you were dropping. Yeah. You're like, oh, we're broke, and we can't even go have fun now. So, Tammy, they actually got her stuck up there on purpose.
Oh, yeah.
Like, we're leaving her up there. Hi, Ron. Good morning. How you doing?
How you doing? Good morning.
We're well. Now, how long were you stuck on the ride, and what was the ride?
So we were stuck on Tower of Terror in Disney World.
Yeah.
I was with my daughter, and we got up, and then you know how you go down incrementally?
Right.
Well, on the second drop, we stopped, and all the lights went out, and my daughter naturally started to scream, and she's like, I'm getting out of here. And I'm like, nope, sit.
Yeah.
5 minutes, the lights came on, and then over the speakers, they say, we're having technical difficulties. Please be patient. And we were on there for about 25 minutes.
Okay.
And what they did is they had to crank us down manually to get to the bottom. But the lights would go on, and then they would go off.
Horrible.
And they were off probably for most of the time.
That's just actual terror.
Yeah, exactly.
Lived up to the name.
Yeah. All right, so 25 or so minutes for Ron. Hey, Tom, good morning.
Good morning.
All right, you guys are on Superman, and what happens?
We had just finished the ride, and you know, like, that ride, you're, like, leaning forward the whole time, like you're flying like Superman.
Right.
And apparently the train in front of us got stuck going up the hill, so we were stuck behind the, like, station for, like, an hour. Well, they got the people who were off the first train first, and then they came and got us.
Oh, so an hour on Superman laying flat.
Yeah, and it's not really flat. It kind of pushes all of the pressure into one specific spot.
Yeah, like you're right on your tummy area and your crotchal zone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right about there.
Yeah, yeah. Poor Ron in the nuts.
Just, yeah, right.
Youch. All right, so that's an hour on Superman. Hi, Sue. Good morning. How are you?
Hi. Good morning. I'm good. How are you?
We're all right. You got stuck on a ride called The Edge for how long?
Oh, it was probably 2 to 3 hours. I know I was little, but I know it had to be a long time.
Almost 3 hours?
It was there. We were stuck. It's one of those where it takes you out and drops you after 3 seconds, and then you just free fall it, and they catch you at the bottom. Well, they didn't want to. At the time, this was probably new for them because it was the computer that was messed up. So they weren't sure if we tried to get out, if it would drop while we were trying to get out, and they didn't know if they were sure if it would catch us when we went to the bottom. So they just let us hang there for a long time.
Well, at least they were being safe.
Yeah, right. At least it was like, for your benefit, we don't want to let you go. But 3 hours of waiting. Oh, my goodness.
Gosh. Yeah.
And finally, Amy, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
We're great. You know, you go to an amusement park, you know you're going to be getting your steps in, but not like this. What happened on the coaster?
So we were at Disney World, and we were on a roller coaster, and it wasn't one of the big enough ones where they had, like, platforms you could walk out, but it was large enough that it was dangerous. So we got stuck, and they couldn't fix it, so they made us walk. And it was about a 20-minute walk. We had to hold this hand railing. It was very precarious. We had to hold the hand with the person behind us and all stay together. But the worst part of it was, after we spent all of these almost like thousands of dollars to go to Disney World, all my 10-year-old wanted to talk about was the broken roller coaster and that 20-minute walk. It was just blown.
You're like, come on, we did a whole trip, we saw all sorts of stuff. No, the ride broke. It was great.
They're holding hands singing. It's a small world.
Keep singing. Look happy. Hold hands.
That's exactly how it would have had to have gone.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
For today's Thursday Freestyle, we've got Ryan Gosling on the mind. Good morning, Kristen.
Hi, good morning.
How are you today?
Great, how are you?
Doing okay, a little nervous, I'll be honest with you. Now, are you a Ryan Gosling fan? What do you think about Rye Guy?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. What part do you like the best?
Well, of course, you know, seeing the Barbie movie a number of times with my friends and my daughters, so...
Sometimes alone late at night?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay, I understand.
Hey.
So Ryan Gosling's going to be on SNL this weekend. Have you heard us do a Thursday Freestyle before?
A little bit. When I can catch it on my way into work, yes.
Okay, great. So what we do is we ask for 3 random words on a topic, take those 3 words and put them into a song live on the air with no prep or planning. So what are the first 3 words that come to mind when we say Ryan Gosling?
Okay, the first one, Kenergy.
Kenergy.
Yep.
Uh-oh. Okay.
Notebook.
Notebook.
Ooh, yeah.
Okay.
And handsomeness.
Handsomeness.
She's good. She's acting like she doesn't know the way this works, and then she just comes out punching.
Crush it.
Exactly.
And when you plotted it, you're like, someone's just going to say Ken.
They're gonna say
and it's
going
to be so
and Ken
easy.
And hot, and we're off to the races. Thanks, Kristen. So stay right there. Don't go anywhere. Kristen's on hold now. Crap. Okay. Here we go. This will be your Thursday Freestyle, all about SNL host Ryan Gosling. These are the 3 words from Kristen. Nikki, do you have your bell? Great. We've got Kenergy, Notebook, and handsomeness. Oh, God. Here we go. Hey! I feel like we're at the roller rink for a second. on Saturday night. It's going to be Ryan Gosling. For the Thursday freestyle, you know we got to sing. Hey, you know that guy's been working out just way too much. Ladies, back away from the TV. No, you cannot touch. Hey, you know this guy, he's got the energy. Gonna make your bottom parts not feel like they have lethargy. Oh, baby girl, you gotta go take a look. My man is picking up Rachel McAdams in that movie Notebook. What do you want? Just tell me what you want. I want some Gosling. And so we's got to sing. Cause you know that's the way we do this thing. My man can't miss with all that handsomeness. Gonna be on SNL and you know it's gonna go swell. Got Gosling. And you know that we got to sing. Got Gosling. You know we got to sing, Gosling. Let me get the bell on Gosling. Hey, Gosling. This vibe.
Yeah,
it's too hard.
That was good.
Tap that bell like it's Ryan's abs. What would you do? There she is. Okay, Ryan's in the house. Vicky's up Ryan's blouse.
Oh, boy.
Hi, Kristen. How was that for your Ryan Gosling Thursday Three style?
That was a lot of fun. Great job.
That was a lot of fun. Great job. Women have been saying that to me since college, so that's great. Thank you, Kristen.
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
We have a new restaurant alert, and I know we don't normally cover this kind of stuff, but there is some strange slash interesting Chicago restaurant news slash drama. Uh-oh. Tavern on Rush closed October 2022 after being on Rush Street in the Gold Coast for 25 years. The reason for them closing was kind of murky. The owner, Phil Stefani, ended up telling Eater that the landlord is headed in a new direction and kind of left it there. So Tavern on Rush closed, a new restaurant came in, and since then, rumors have been circulating that Tavern wants to come back to business. Yesterday, Tavern posted that they are coming back, a new location, but same cross streets. Question mark, what? They wrote, we're going to be back on the corner of Rush and Bellevue where we belong. New Tavern on Rush is going to be right across the street from the original location.
Interesting.
Yeah, many are thinking this is a little dig to whatever happened with the closing of the original spot. But basically, I guess the news here is Tavern is coming back and they say they're going to be in business this summer.
No matter what, I feel like when someone uses the language right where we belong, It's as if they were wronged in some way and now they're
right,
getting back there.
Right. Yeah, so okay. It's kind of weird. We, I guess, don't know much, but if you're reading between some lines there, maybe some competition between the original location and the new location since they're literally right across the street.
I just want to know, are they going to bring back like the bags? And didn't they used to give away like handbags and shoes and fun stuff?
Oh, they did Monday Night Ladies Night where you can win Louis Vuitton shoes, the red bottoms. Somebody I know might have won that one.
Ooh, watch out.
All right, we'll hold that back.
Yeah, exactly. Next up, it's a little bit gloomy out there, rainy, which means some people might be sad. You know, it's not like sunny, fun weather. There is some trending audio helping turn that frown upside down.
Are you sad? You know what? Don't be sad, because sad backwards is das, and das not good.
That's good.
It's no good.
Isn't like that cute?
Yeah.
To add to the visuals here, a lot of people are putting that on chicken videos. I don't know why. It's just going to make you smile. Okay. Lastly, Painting Your Partner Challenge has been happening all over the place online and for a while now. So regular people are trying it, influencers are trying it, and even celebrities. The latest viral clip comes from Donnie Wahlberg and Jenny McCarthy trying this. So basically, you sit across the table from your partner, and then both people are painting a portrait of their partner. They reveal it at the end. It's pretty funny, and more often than not, the men in this situation are not painting their beautiful wives the way they actually look. So they look kind of like funny and terrible. It's hard to do that to Jenny McCarthy, but that's kind of the clip that's going right now. If you want to try it, everybody's saying it's a great bonding experience with your partner.
Nice.
And I think you guys should all do it since you all have partners.
Or we should paint each other.
That's a good idea. We'll just drink wine.
I've always wanted Whip to draw me like one of his French girls.
We should try it. That's your flash briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.